welcome to Best Laid Plans. This is your host, Sarah Hart Unger, and this is the podcast where we talk all things planning and planning adjacent. We are coming towards the end of the calendar year. Such a wonderful time to be listening to this podcast, I think, as you plan out your strategies for 2022. And today, I have two product reviews for you that I've been kind of saving for the end of the year, because these are really both two great options for journaling, more gratitude journaling and reflection rather than planning. But I really wanted to showcase them in case people are looking for something in addition or instead of a planner. For example, if you're a big time digital planner type of a person and you have everything in Google Calendar and Todoist, you still might crave putting pen to paper when you are thinking through goals or reflecting, or just the coziness of being able to curl up and kind of write what you're thinking. And maybe you're comfortable doing that in a blank dotted bullet journal. But if you're looking for something with more structure, I think these two options are really intriguing and really cool products that I wanted to talk about. One of them I think I'm going to try using for the next few months. The other one, I don't know that I have actual room in my life for yet another book, but I still think it's a really solid option that I wanted to talk about. So the first one is the JMB Living Journal. I learned about this initially via Amanda's Favorites. She gives me lots of ideas for things to review and learn more about, and she has her own detailed video reviewing this planner on her YouTube channel, so you can check that out as well if you'd like some visuals. So I decided upon hearing her talk about it that I had to order one for myself to see what it was all about and perhaps to give it a try. And this is a quarterly journal that is in a magazine style, meaning there's lots of places to write, but then there's also a lot of content that the author includes as part of the journal. To me, it reminds me a little bit of the monthly Silk and Sonder planners. I think I've spoken about those in a prior episode, but those come to your doorstep every month and have lots of content to fill out, including habit trackers and journaling and some seasonal content. This to me is a little bit similar, but A, feels a little bit more luxurious. It's a bigger book. There are more pictures in it, kind of a stronger cover. Like this has a little bit more of an air of permanence, probably because each of the issues for this planner are worth 3 months, are filled with 3 months of dates, whereas Silk and Sonder is 1 month. And to me, this one has even less of a planner feel. Like there's no weekly layout. It's more of a daily journal for gratitude journaling, for reflection, for goal setting. You would not want to use this as your primary planner. I mean, maybe there's someone out there who does and finds a way to repurpose it. But to me, this is more of a reflective, kind of fun planning tool. It comes out every 3 months and they deliver it to your door. You can either do it as a subscription model where you pay for a whole year at a time and then you just get them, or you can order a single issue as I did this time, or you can actually be billed every 3 months at a discount rate. It is a bit expensive. Each of the issues for the 3 months is about $45, although there's also a digital version you can download for $17. And if you wanted to just sign up for the whole year, it works out to about $36 an issue if you pay in full. So this is kind of a luxury item, but I do feel like as I'm holding it in my hand, it has that luxury feel and content to kind of make it worth those prices. It's also a small woman-owned business, and I believe she prints everything locally in the US, so I'm sure their production costs are not super low either, and I love to be able to support that. So the goals, JMB stands for Joyful, Mindful, and Balanced, and their goals, according to their website, are to help you live more authentically and intentionally, experience more joy and fulfillment, feel confident and empowered, and identify and achieve your dreams. This is a pretty big book, so I compared it to a piece of printer paper, and it was about an inch shorter than that piece of regular size printer paper and just a centimeter narrower. So, I mean, if you look at it on the desk, it almost just looks like a full, like, printer paper size page. It's a tiny bit smaller than that, but it is a sizable book, and it's about 3/4 of an inch thick in terms of the amount of paper that's in it. The paper itself is heavenly. I love this paper. It's, I believe, 120 GSM, and it's a nice heavy weight to it. It takes pen incredibly well. It's not toothy, but you know how some papers kind of encourage really neat handwriting just by basis of how the paper is? To me, this is one of those. My Pentel Energel Clena, my standby pen, glides just perfectly with exactly enough resistance so that it's really a joy to write in. I would say maybe it's got a little bit of similarities to the paper in the Cultivate What Matters journals, if you've used that paper before. Just a really luxurious feel, and it's color printed and bright white on the parts that are white. So the paper is excellent. And the O-rings that it's bound with, it's a spiral bound, they're kind of a burnished copper cover, and they're pretty narrow. So it kind of looks like a spiral notebook on your desk, because again, this is a book for 3 months, not the entire year. The cover is like a coated cardboard, and it feels kind of heavyweight and sizable. There's also a pocket in the back, and it actually comes with little bonuses when you sign up. Mine came with a wooden bookmark, which is super cute, as well as a little clip, a magnetic clip to go on the page. Fun fact, I know magnetic clips are all the rage in the planner community, like the Ollie clips, but I've never had one. So this was my very first magnetic clip. And I can kind of see the appeal. You can like use it as a bookmark and have the page kind of easily marked and ready to go to. And this magnetic clip happens to be kind of a copper color with a beautiful moon design on it. So it's really, really pretty. Okay, so opening up the book and kind of describing what the meat of it is in here. First of all, I just have to give them a shout out because I think the design is just so, so pretty. You can tell there was so much thought put into the layout and the font so that it really does have this kind of like magazine slash homemade look, but also really polished, if that kind of makes sense. It's got a beautiful look to it, in my opinion. Okay, so when you open it, there is some detailed descriptions of kind of why the content is there and some of the seasonal aspects, such as how winter is a time to allow you to follow nature's cue and find ways to slow down, perhaps. And then we go into some places to kind of just brainstorm some dreams. There's an annual dreams page and a seasonal dream paths page where you could just write, listening to your intuition, what you're looking to move towards in the coming months. It's quite open-ended, so I really do feel like this is much more, I don't know, like journaling from your heart than it is from the left side of your brain, which some of the other products kind of encourage. There's then a completely blank layout where you can put the vision of your ideal life, and then come 3 monthly layouts in a row, one for January, one for February, and one for March. You could put in things you're looking forward to. The boxes are big enough, since this is a pretty large size page, that you could put elements of gratitude in there perhaps, but just a lovely monthly layout with a little sprinkling of sparkles or kind of a graphic on the right to make the pages look festive. Then there is a habit wheel, and this one does remind me of those pages in the Silk and Sonder because it is a round habit wheel. There is a space where you can put a check mark for a habit to make and a habit to break, which I haven't seen that pattern before, and I think that's kind of a fun way of doing habit tracking. So there's one for each month. And then comes the kind of daily journaling sections, and each weekend has a shared page. And each weekday has an entire page to do journaling. Plus, there's space during each week with a theme to write some reflections. So lots and lots of journaling space. I think this would make a beautiful gratitude journal, reflection type journal. So for example, when I turn to the week of January 1st, the theme is stillness. She has a mindful moments challenge that she goes through. Where she suggests try seeking stillness by starting or strengthening a meditation practice and look for stillness in building it into your morning routines. So I love these kind of suggestions and thoughts. Then there's a place for weekly reflections, including a box that says how I'll have fun this week. And then for Monday, January 3rd, the page is divided into 2 columns. The left is very open-ended. It says my day. You could do some scripting. You could write your day's schedule. You could just put one highlight, whatever you want. And on the right, it asks you for today I feel grateful for, your daily affirmation, one thing you can do to move towards your dreams, commitment to self-care, my best win, beauty I noticed, and what gave me joy. So lots of kind of great prompts for that column and really just a lovely open-ended journaling page for every day. And they're different. So like the next day, it has abundance in my life. And if I go forward, you know, there may be other prompts today I feel grateful for. So they're not, there's definitely some repeating themes, but every day is not the same. They're all very positive. And then embedded are some full color photographs that are just very themed, as well as some readers or subscriber submitted content. Now, I know that previously there was some criticism that they had not been as inclusive of different cultures and races, and I think that they did a wonderful job addressing that. This is geared towards women, so there really are not photos of men in here, but there are multiple women of color featured. I'm just turning the page here, and in January, we have this beautiful woman, Erin, who's posing, a new mother after recently adopting her new son. And, you know, each time they'll give you their Instagram handle, so if that's someone you're interested in following, these people can, you know, find followers that way. Or if you're not interested in Instagram, then it's just a cool way to get content without scrolling to see people who might inspire you. So I think she did a really nice job. It's not like just a token one page, but like throughout there are people from different cultures and of different backgrounds in this book. And I think that's wonderful. And yeah, I really enjoy this book. It does really tempt me to use it. I think I am going to try to use it in the first 3 months of the year. I don't know if I'm going to become a long-term subscriber, but I would not rule it out. It just has a really inspiring feel to it. And I don't currently have a gratitude journal, so I think that this would basically be my version of one. I'm not going to pressure myself to fill out every single layout and spread. I don't think that's realistic. But even if I just keep it by my bed and journal in it when I feel like it, I think it will add a little spark of joy to my life. So I'm super excited about this one. And again, that's the JMB Living Journal.
Today's episode is sponsored in part by Factor. Factor is sponsoring this episode with an awesome discount code, PLANS50, to give you 50% off your first month and 20% off the next. Know that trying out our sponsors helps keep the show going, and I think this is a great one to give a try, especially if you have a hectic season coming up. And I know many of us do. Factor sends fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat meals directly to your door. I absolutely love them for nutritious lunch options or a super easy dinner on a night when everyone needs to eat in shifts. There's nothing to prepare and the meals are really good. Think premium ingredients like shrimp, truffle butter, and broccolini. You can use Factor when and how you need it. You get to customize your weekly meals and you can pause or reschedule deliveries to meet your needs. And I love that they are celebrating Earth Day this month with a special Earth Month badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/plans50 and use code PLANS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code PLANS50 at factormeals.com/plans50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Jenny Kane. I love Jenny Kane, and I hope you love shopping there to support the show. When you do, visit jennykane.com and use code PLANS for 15% off your first order. We are now well into spring, and there's no better time to shop for beautiful cotton sweaters that can take us right into the next season. And definitely take a look at their dresses. They have so many pretty ones. I'm obsessed with the day dress. It's so classic and versatile. Plus, everything in their collection is designed so intentionally that you can style pieces together without a second thought. All of their sweaters and tops pair with jeans, work pants, and more, and can be styled to fit practically any occasion. Find your new spring uniform at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code PLANS at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com. Promo code PLANS. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The second item I have for you today is something really fun, and I ordered it the second I saw that it existed, and that is Oprah's first ever planner. It's called the Life You Want Planner. It came out this year and it's actually sold out right now. So I'm so sorry if you get inspired and you want to purchase it. You can't, but it says there's going to be more available as of January 15th. So you could always order it and get it a bit later. And this is an undated book. So you could start it at any point. And I see nothing wrong with starting it in the middle of January or in February when your year is kind of really off to a start. So it's a bound cloth book. It sells for the very reasonable price, I think, for what you get, because this is a full color printed hardback linen cover book, and it's $24.95. I believe that included shipping when I ordered it, and it came pretty quickly, so hopefully once they restocked, you'll be able to get it. It is a little bit bigger than A5 size, but it is significantly smaller than the JMB Living Journal that I just reviewed. And it is a full color book that is definitely, she's calling it a planner, but I would more call it a journal. You would be hard pressed to use this as your planner because it's undated and because, you know, it doesn't have a super functional layout for tracking, like, you know, your daily events, unless you're someone that can do that all in your monthlies. It does have 12 full page monthly spreads. So hey, if you're able to do that, more power to you. But I see this more as a reflective journal and kind of almost like a coaching aid than I do a planner. But that is by no means a knock on it. I think this is a wonderful, beautiful product. It's divided into 12 focuses. Well, first they take you through some more detailed kind of yearly goal setting, including the Wheel of Life activity, which is commonly used in coaching practices to kind of see where you are. I think the Moxie Life Planner uses a similar kind of an assessment that they kind of repeat throughout the year so you can see how you're doing. Then they lead you through creating a vision statement and a little mini vision board. And then it takes you into these monthly layouts, as I mentioned, 12 blank ones. And then the rest of the planner is structured around a monthly focus. And so every single month, you'll have a specific focus. And I'll just I went through and looked at all the focuses that they have, and they are integrity, vulnerability, connection, being fully present, compassion and empathy, forgiveness, renewal, service, gratitude, joy, and reflection. And then at the end, there's a purpose board and a notes pages. So when I'm saying focus, these are really done by month. You don't have to do them by month. You could just do any random 4 weeks, but they certainly lend themselves since there's 12 and this is a yearly book. Once you have your focus identified, there are four kind of blocks where you can journal on that focus. And then every single week, there's a page for intentions related to that focus with a prompt and some Oprah quotes and a page for weekly reflections for that week. Not necessarily geared specifically to the focus. I mean, they're more general, these reflection questions. When was I at my best this week? When was I true to myself? What do I want to improve? What was the most important thing I learned? And then you'll go to the week two and you'll have your attention that kind of has a plays off of that monthly theme, and then another page of reflection, and so on. And that's how the book goes for all 12 months and all 52 weeks. But I do think it's really, really cool that each month has this specific focus with prompts and quotes that make you remember it. It kind of reminds me of the Layered Living Planner that I reviewed pretty early in this podcast that also had a monthly theme. Those were more like pragmatic themes, like work on your wardrobe or work on cleaning. But still, I think it's kind of cool to give each month just, you know, something that you're going to focus on, because we cannot focus on all of the things all of the time. I just think this is a lovely product, especially for someone who loves Oprah, but also for someone that's looking for like a themed reflective journal. This totally could sit by your bed and be just like a relaxing ritual in your day. I think that I wouldn't recommend trying to use both of the products that I mentioned because there's a lot of overlap and I think you drive yourself crazy duplicating things, but this is definitely a far more budget-friendly option. It has Oprah all over it. It has color photos and themes, and the paper is also quite good. I would say it's not as luxurious feeling as that in the JMB Living, but it's decently thick. It has full color printing on a lot of the pages, and it takes pen well. There's really no smudge issues. I didn't see a lot of show through my Tripless Fineliner, the Stettler pens. I can kind of see it. It's not bleeding, but it's showing a little bit through the back page. That was not the case in the JMB Living. But it's not bad paper at all. It's a pleasure to write on. And it's a really well done book. It has two ribbon bookmarks that work really well. I know a lot of bookmarks don't always kind of go to the edge, so they're not that functional, but these are nice and long, so they work really well. So there we have it, two really fun options for journaling that might take you through the new year. Please let me know if you have your own favorite structured journals or if you've tried one of these. I'd always love to hear feedback and kind of hear people share how they use these products. And I will try to update you later this year on how I'm using the JMB Living, because I do think it's a bit ambitious, but I'm going to take my intent to use it with a grain of salt and let myself just enjoy it and not have pressure to, you know, fill out every single box and be perfect about it. So that's it. I will be back next week with a discussion of my full-on planner intentions for 2022. So stay tuned for that and have a wonderful week.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.